ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। नो तत्र एवं सो तत्र मीन्स व्हाट? तत्र इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्ड। तत्र देयर, तत्र लिटरली मीन्स देयर, इनडिक्लेनेबल वर्ड, यू ऑल नो वेरी वेल। सो व्हाट इज द वर्ड तत्र मीन हियर? सो इट्स अ चेक कॉन्टेक्स्ट। तत्र सो एवं इन दिस मैनर धर्म सम्मूढ़ चेतसः। सी धर्म धर्म विषये सम्मूढ़ चेतः यस्य सर धर्म सम्मूढ़ चेतस चेताः धर्म सम्मूढ़ चेताः इज नॉमिनेटिव केस, सिंगुलर वर्ड ओनली, बट सकारांत शब्द। धर्म विषये सम्मूढ़ चेतः और चेतस यस्य सह धर्म सम्मूढ़ चेताः। तो धर्म सम्मूढ़ चेतसम, धर्म सम्मूढ़ चेतसा, धर्म सम्मूढ़ चेतसे, धर्म सम्मूढ़ चेतसः, धर्म सम्मूढ़ चेतसः। Here the positive case form. Dharma sammoodha chetasaha. Who is dharma sammoodha chetaha? Dharma vishaye sammoodham chetaha chetasyasya. Arjuna. Arjuna is the one whose mind is deluded regarding dharma. Who is deluded about dharma? What is dharma? What is adharma? Dharma adharma avive adharma adharma vivekaha nasti arjunasya. Arjuna did not have dharma adharma vivekaha. He did not know what should be done, what should not be done, whether he should fight in the battlefield or he should not fight, whether he should involve himself in the battle in involving killing, bloodshed, or he should not fight, which is right, which is wrong. Because he did not want to do anything wrong. There was a fear. There was confusion. There was no clarity. What I should do now? Kshatriya, prince, brave person. All Pancha Pandavas have very good knowledge of Dharma. None of them did not have any glimpse of Dharma because they lived life of Dharma. They were Dharmishtaha, highly righteous people. But still, there was an occasion when Arjuna said to Bhagavan, कार्पण्यदोषोपहतस्वभावः पृच्छामि त्वां धर्मसम्मूढचेताः। ओ लॉर्ड, आई रिक्वेस्ट यू, आई आस्क यू, एज द वन हूज माइंड इज डेल्यूडेड रिगार्डिंग धर्म, आई डू नॉट नो व्हाट इज धर्म और व्हाट इज अधर्म। He asked this word, Dharma Sammodha Chetaha was Arjuna. Arjuna was the one whose mind was deluded, who did not have the discriminative understanding of Dharma and Adharma. For such an Arjuna, Dharma Sammodha Chetasaha, Mithyajnanavataha. Arjuna was a Mithyajnanavan means what? Mithyajnanavan means he was ignorant. Arjuna was ajnani, ignorant of the self, ignorant of the truth. Mahati shoka sagare nimagnasya. Arjuna, who was deluded about dharma and adharma, who was ignorant, mithyajnanavan, and who got himself drowned, was immersed in the huge ocean of samsara. Mahati sagare, shoka sagare, in the huge ocean of grief, the huge ocean of sorrow. Why mahan shoka sagaraha samsaraha? Samsara is said to be mahan shoka sagaraha. Samsaraha is said to be a huge ocean of grief, suffering, pain, affliction, sorrow. Because why it is huge? This ocean of sorrow is beginningless, endless. Beginningless, endless. Being beginningless, endless, with countless number of births and deaths. In between birth and death, fraught with the experience of pairs of opposites. That is why this ocean of grief is said to be Mahan Shoka Sagaraha, the huge, great ocean of sorrow. And how was Arjuna? Mahati Shoka Sagare Nimagnaha Asit. Arjuna was completely engulfed. Arjuna was completely engulfed by, Arjuna was immersed in the huge, beginningless, endless, huge ocean of samsara, otherwise called huge ocean of sorrow. As a person of ignorance, as ignorant person, with the deluded mind, with his mind deluded about right and wrong. Who? Arjunaha. So, dharma sammodha chetaha mitya jnanavan Arjunaha mahati shoka sagare nimagnaha asit. This sentence number one. Okay, I'm breaking the sentence. Arjunaha katham asit. Arjunaha mahati shoka sagare nimagnaha asit. Arjuna was immersed in the huge ocean of grief, pain. As a mitya jnanavan, he was ignorant. And was ignorant of the truth. And dharma sammoda chetaha, he was deluded about dharma, devoid of the discriminative knowledge of right and wrong. Okay, before we enter the next sentence, continuation of the sentence, I want to tell you here. This very important point, please make note, very, very important point. Arjuna was deluded. I mean, Arjuna had delusion. Arjunasya maudhyam asit. Arjuna had a delusion. Arjuna was deluded. Sammoda chitta, chittaha, chetas, chetaha, sammoda chittaha. What was the delusion? So Arjuna, what did he say when he prayed to Bhagavan in the second chapter? Let me repeat that sentence, verse. Karpanya dosha upahata swabhavaha. Arjuna, hey, O Lord, karpanya dosha upahata swabhavaha aham. I am completely overwhelmed, overpowered by compassion. Karpanya dosha upahata swabhavaha. When the compassion is misplaced, it becomes a problem. Okay? Becomes a defect. Karpanya dosha upahata swabhavaha. I am overwhelmed, overpowered by compassion. Dharma sammodha chetaha. I am deluded minded with reference to dharma. Adharma. Dharma sammoda chetaha tvam prichhami. I ask you. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhavaha पृच्छामि त्वाम् धर्म सम्मोढचेताः. देन् वाट् अर्जुन आस्क्ड्, यत् यच्छ्रेयस्यान्निश्चितम् ब्रूहि तन्मे शिष्यस्तेऽहम् शाधि माम् त्वाम् प्रपन्नम्. अहम् ते शिष्यः, हे भगवन्, अहम् ते शिष्य, ऐ एम् योर् डिसैपल्. शिष्यस्तेऽहम् शाधि माम् त्वाम् प्रपन्नम्. अहम् प्रपन्नः, अहम् ते शिष्यः, ऐ एम् योर् डिसैपल्. ऐ एम् द वन् हस् टेकन् रेफ्यूज् इन् यू. माम् शाधि, प्लीज् डू टीच् मी. माम् शाधि, प्लीज् डू टीच् मी. द वन् हस् टेकन् रेफ्यूज् इन् यू. Teach me, the one who has taken refuge in you, has surrendered to you as your disciple. He said, yat shreyaha syat tat me nischitam bruhi. This was Arjuna's request. Yat shreyaha syat tat me nischitam bruhi. Please do tell me definitely only that which will bring shreyas to me. யத் மே ஸ்ரேயஹா ஸ்யாத், யத் மே ஸ்ரேயஹா ஸ்யாத் தத் ப்ரூஹி, தத் நிச்சிதம் ப்ரூஹி. ப்ளீஸ் டெல் மீ தட் விச் வில் பிரிங் குட் ஃபார் மீ. சோ அர்ஜுனா செட் ஹி வாஸ் கன்ஃபியூஸ்ட், ஹி வாஸ் டெல்யூடட் அபவுட் தர்ம அண்ட் அதர்ம. அர்ஜுனா வாஸ் வெரி ஃபார்ச்சுனேட், at least he knew he was deluded, so he could seek Bhagavan's help. He was fortunate, but we do not know that we are deluded. And not only that, sometimes we think we are not deluded, so we can never seek help. So Arjuna was fortunate enough to know that he was deluded, and he could seek help, Bhagavan's help. And he was so fortunate to have Bhagavan as his playmate, as his charioteer, as brother-in-law, as a contemporary, to have Bhagavan's help. So, Mam Shadhi, please do teach me, he asked. And he asked only for Shreyas. Please tell me only that definitely which is good for me, which will bring good for me. Which means Arjuna did not ask for jnanam. Arjuna did not even ask for moksha. He only, of course, he revealed that he wanted it. He wanted to be relieved of the suffering. And in order to be relieved of the suffering, he only said to Krishna, please tell me what is good for me. Aswar jnana. Okay. But he also revealed that he was confused of dharma and adharma. So, did Arjuna ask for the knowledge of dharma? Did he ask for knowledge of the self? Arjuna did not ask for knowledge of the self. He only asked for the shreyas. He wanted something good. He wanted Bhagavan to teach him, which will bring him good. It will be good for him. So, Bhagavad Gita teaching, when Bhagavan taught Arjuna, did Bhagavan teach dharma in this Bhagavad Gita, or did Bhagavan impart knowledge? Knowledge of the self. That the question comes. In fact, Bhagavad Gita, is it Dharma Shastram or is it Moksha Shastram? Is it the Shastram discussing subject matter of Moksha? Or is it Shastram importing Dharma? The question may come. Let me be very, very clear. Arjuna need not be taught dharma. Now why? Arjuna had all knowledge of dharma already. Because throughout life, Arjuna did live a life of dharma. Not only Arjuna, all Pancha Pandavas were known for their commitment to dharma. So they had very good knowledge of dharma. Arjuna did not need the knowledge of dharma. But then, in a given situation, Arjuna was deluded. He did say that he was deluded. He did not know what was right and what was wrong. This delusion, this lack of discriminative knowledge of what is right and what is wrong, dharma, 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 vivekaha was not there for some time on the part of Arjuna. Why? Because he was deluded because his thinking faculty, intellect was overpowered by grief. His thinking was overpowered by grief. Whenever the thinking faculty, the buddhi, the discerning capacity becomes overpowered by grief, there will be delusion. Shokena mohaha. Where there is shoka, there will be definitely mohaha. And the grief was, shoka was because of ragaha, attachment. Understand? So Arjuna seemed to be deluded. Arjuna was as though deluded. He was deluded in a given situation because delusion was not that he was ignorant of dharma, His knowledge was, his buddhi was overpowered by grief, shokaha, shokena mohaha. Where there is grief, there cannot be clarity of thought, clarity in thinking. There will be naturally delusion, confusion. Dukkham, if dukkham is there in the mind, definitely there will be delusion, confusion. There won't be clarity. The thinking faculty will be overpowered by grief. So when is the grief? Grief definitely will be there only if there is ragaha. Yatra ragaha, tatra shokaha. Yatra shokaha, tatra mohaha. Okay? Where there is moha, there will be, where there is shokaha, the ragaha, there will be shokaha. So it is attachment. Because of Arjuna's attachment, he was suffering. He had grief. He was grieving. Because of his grief, he was overpowered by delusion. Understand? And what caused attachment? What was attachment? Arjuna had a great sense of belonging to all his people. He was a purely dependent on his relatives, kith and kin, for his happiness. Why was he attached to them? Why was he dependent on them for his happiness? Why? Because of his erroneous perception of the self. This attachment is because of erroneous perception of the self. Self has no relationship. Because he had erroneous perception of the self. For him, Arjuna was a handsome young prince, brilliant prince. And this erroneous self-perception was because of self-ignorance. Understand? Actually, Arjuna stands for every human being in the world. Whoever is confused and deluded, the confusion, delusion is because of their grief. Whatever may be the situation, whatever may be the reason for one's grief, the grief, dukkham. And the dukkham is because of one's attachment. Attachment is because of erroneous self-perception. Erroneous self-perception is because of self-ignorance. So, atma ajnanameva, okay, dharma sammur, dharma avivekasya karanam. Okay, therefore, in order to have discriminative knowledge of right and wrong, one must have clear mind. And in order to have the clear mind, one must be free from the hold of sorrow. To be free from sorrow, one must be free from attachment. To be free from attachment, one must have Atma Jnanam. So Atma Jnanam alone Arjuna needed. Arjuna did not require Dharma Jnanam. Arjuna needed only Atma Jnanam. So what is the root cause of the lack of discriminative knowledge of right and wrong? It is all Atma Jnanam only. Understand? Self-ignorance, Atma Jnanam. Therefore, understand, very important point this is. Arjuna did not require Dharma Jnanam. Arjuna needed Atma Jnanam. If Atma Jnanam is there, Dharma Adharma Vivekaha also will be there. Okay? And Arjuna asked for good Shreyas. That Shreyas means good. What is good? Even though Arjuna asked for, please tell me definitely that which will bring me good. Means Shankar Bhagavad is going to say, Shreyas means good. The Shreyas is absolute good. There's relative good and absolute good. What is it? What is absolute good? What is Shreyas? Absolute good is that which is desirable, acceptable for all people, of all times, of all places, of all cultures. What is desirable? That one thing which is desirable for all the people of all times, of all places, of all cultures is Nitya Nirantara Sukham, everlasting peace and happiness. The word, even though the word literally Shreyas means good, the implied meaning of the word Shreyas is absolute good. Absolute good means Nitya Nirantara Sukham, non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting peace and happiness. Therefore, Arjuna needed only Atma Jnanam. Therefore, what did Bhagavan do? Let us read here. Tatra evam dharma sammodha chetasaha mitya jnanavataha mahati shoka sagare nimagnasya arjunasya. Anyatra atma jnanat anyatra uddharanam apashyan. Bhagavan did not see, not seeing anything else, not seeing anything else, anything other than knowledge. Anyatra. Atma Jnanat Anyatra. The word Anyatra should be taken as other than. Apashyan, not seeing. Bhagavan, not seeing anything else other than Jnanam for the upliftment of Arjuna. Arjunasya Uddharanam. That which uplifts, that which will do the uplifting of Arjuna, not seeing anything else other than Jnanam, which will be the uplifting of Arjuna, was drowning in the ocean of grief, huge ocean of grief, as an ignorant, deluded-minded person. Atma Jnanat Anyatra Uddharanam Apashyan. Uddharanam means uplifting. Harati is the verb. Harati means snatches, takes away. Ut plus harati, uddharati. Ut plus harati becomes uddharati. Uddharati uplifts. Uddharanam. When the task when the ut prefix is added to haranam, it becomes ut plus haranam uddharanam. Sandhi, how, what is sandhi? Go and check. Okay. Uddharati uplifts. Uddharanam uplifting. So not seeing the means of upliftment of Arjuna. Not seeing any other means of upliftment of Arjuna, uplifting of Arjuna, other than jnanam. Bhagavan Vasudevaha. Bhagavan Vasudevaha. Who is Bhagavan Vasudevaha? Bhagavan, who is Vasu? Bhagavan is the only wealth. Bhagavan, who alone is shining as the entity of the universe, which is his wealth. Bhagavan Vasudevaha, Bhagavan Krishna. Tataha, thereafter, Kripaya, with compassion, compassionately, Arjunam Uddidharayishuhu, Uddidharayishuhu. Okay. Uddidharayishuhu Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? Was Uddidharayishuhu. Let me make it very clear. Uddharati uplifts. Uddhartum to uplift. Uddhartum iccha. Uddidharayisha. Uddhartum iccha. Uddidharayisha. Uddidharayisha yasya saha uddidharayishuhu. Bhagavan, who was desirous of uplifting Arjuna. As the one who desired to uplift Arjuna, uddidharayishuhu Bhagavan. Uddidharayishuhu is adjective describing Bhagavan. Uddidharayishuhu Bhagavan Vasudevaha. Bhagavan was desirous of uplifting Arjuna with compassion. What did he do? Atmajnanaya avatarayan. Avatarayan means what? Bringing down the whole essence of the Vedic teaching. For self-knowledge. Atmajnanaya avatarayan aha. So bringing down the entire essence of the Vedic teaching for self-knowledge, he said to Bhagava Arjuna. Is it clear now? So Bhagavan got himself ready to impart self-knowledge to Arjuna. You know why? The delusion, being deluded itself is a great suffering. In order to have a clarity of vision, clarity of thought, to be able to discern what is appropriate, what is inappropriate. Also, one needs to have relative discerning capacity, relatively. So, moha will be definitely there where there is shokaha, irrespective of whether the person has dharma jnanam or not. A person does not have dharma jnanam, definitely he is deluded. A person having dharma jnanam also has the possibility of becoming deluded if he is subject to sorrow. Understand? Dharma jnanam he had. In spite of that, in spite of knowing very well, Kshatriya's duty was to protect dharma. Protecting dharma was Kshatriya's duty. So protect dharma, fighting against adharma was Kshatriya's duty. Do you think Arjuna did not know that? Arjuna knew very well. But a situation where he was totally deluded, what happened to his jnanam? Buddhi was overpowered, covered, veiled. Veiled by what? His grief, sorrow. Why the sorrow? Because of attachment. Ragena shokaha, shokena mohaha. Mohena, then non-productive life, non-contributive life. Therefore, is what a person needs is atmajnanam. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is definitely a moksha shastram. Moksha shastram. Because the teaching is Bhagavan imparts the atmajnanam, knowledge of the self. And Bhagavan specifically also teaches what? The way of life, how one must live. Very elaborately, emphasizing dharma, he teaches the way of how one should live one's life, what attitude one live one's life, etc. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is also known as Yoga Shastram and the Brahma Vidya. Understand? Therefore, it is said here, Bhagavan Atma Jnanaya Avataran Avatarayan Aha. Swayam Avatarati, then Avatarayati. Avatarayan, recollecting, bringing the essence of the whole Vedic teaching for self-knowledge, for imparting self-knowledge to Arjuna. As the one who was desirous of afflicting Arjuna, the compassion, not seeing anything else as a means of the upliftment of Arjuna, who was immersed in devotion of huge ocean of grief, as an ignorant, deluded minded, Bhagavan Aha, Bhagavan said to Arjuna. Bhagavan started speaking to Arjuna. Is it clear now? Everybody is clear? Okay. So, what was description of Arjuna? What was Krishna's description? Arjunam uddhidharayishuhu Bhagavan Vasudevaha. Atmajnanat anyatra uddharanam apashyan. Avatarayan atmajnanaya avatarayan aha. Kasya uddharanam apashyan. Arjunasya. Kidrushasya Arjunasya. Mahati shoka sagare nimagnasya Arjunasya. Punaha kidrushasya. Mityajnanavataha Arjunasya. Punaha kidrushasya. Dharma sammodha chetasaha. Okay. Dharma sammodha chetasaha. Mitya agyana vataha. Mahati shokasagare nimagnasya Arjunasya. Atmajnanam anyatra. Atmajnanam anyatra uddharanam apashyan. Bhagavan Vasudevaha. Tataha. Kripaya. Arjunam uddhidharayishuhu. Uddhidharayishuhu. Atmajnanaya avatarayan aha. Is it clear now? Next. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Ashochyanam Vashochastvam Prajnyavadamscha Bhashase Gata Sona Gata Somscha Nanashochanti Panditaha. Very nice. So Bhagavan begins Ashochyan Ityadi. Bhagavan started teaching Ashochyan, etc. Okay, now let's see the commentary on the words of this first verse, the 11th verse. Na Shochyaha Ashochyaha. Okay, this word is derived from the root Shuch. Shochati. Shochate means what? Grieves. Shochati means grieves. Shochya is a potential passive partner. One who deserves grief. One who can be grieved for, one who deserves grief is shochyaha. Now, na shochyaha is equal to ashochyaha. Ashochyaha means what? People who do not deserve grief are ashochyaha. So here, who are ashochyaha? First he says, hey Arjuna, tvam anvashochaha, anu ashochaha, anvashochaha, past tense verb, lung verb. You grieved for, means what? You still you are grieving for. Okay, you grieved, you are still grieving for those who do not deserve any grief at all. Ashochyan tvam anvashochaha. But what do you do? Prajna vadanicha bhashasi. You speak words of wisdom. You speak the words spoken by wise people. Gata asun agata asun cha. Gata savaha are the dead people. Agata savaha are people who are alive. Gatasun agatasun cha. Panditaha na anushochanti. Panditaha wise people. Wise people do not grieve at all for those who are dead, those who are alive. That's the literal meaning of the verse. Let us see the bhashyam now. So, na shochyaha ashochyaha. Who are ashochyaha here? Bhishma dronadayaha. Arjuna was grieving for whom? Oh, Bhishmaha, my grandfather. Oh, Dronaha, my revered teacher. Adayaha, etc. Etc. means what? All his relatives and friends who are in both the armies. Arjuna's own cousins. Therefore, people who were in both the armies, most of them were relatives, friends, very close people. Somehow are they related. Therefore, Bhishma, Drona are important people of the army. See, he mentions Bhishma, Drona, Adayaha. Bhishma, Drona, etc. All of them do not deserve any grief at all. Does Bhishma deserve any grief? No. Does Drona deserve any grief? Not at all necessary. They need not be grieved for. They do not deserve any grief. Why? Shankara Bhagavatpada says, whenever you grieve for somebody, really speaking, nobody in the world deserves any grief. Know why? From which standpoint? He's going to say, sadvrittatvat ashochyaha kimattam bhishmadronadeha ashochyaha. Why they do not deserve grief? What's the reason? Can you give the hate reason? Sadvrittatvat. First reason is sadvrittatvat bhishmadronadayaha ashochyaha. Must have a sentence like this. Sadvrittatvat, reason number one. Bhishmadronadayaha ashochyaha. Because of this reason, Bhishma and Drona are not the people who deserve any grief. Sadvrittatvam means what? See, sat has many meanings, but here the word sat means good, pious, righteous. Okay. Sat means good. Vrittam means behavior, action. Behavior, vrittam, behavior, action, conduct. The meanings of the word vrittam. So sadvrittaha means sadvrittam yesham te sadvrittaha. People of righteous actions. People of righteous actions. People of good character. People of righteous actions, people of right behavior, proper behavior, people of good conduct, They're all sadvrittaha. But here, Bhishma and Drona are people of highly noble actions. They are known for their nobility. So, sadvrittaha means punyakarmanaha. Punyakarmanaha. Punyakarma, people whose actions only produce punyam. Punyakarmanaha. Tadvrittaha means people of highly noble, pious, righteous actions. Therefore, they are punyakarmanaha. So, because of that reason, sadvrittatvat, due to their having the status of being highly righteous, pious actions. Due to their having the status of being the people of highly righteous actions. I'm giving you the accurate translation. Sadvrittatvat means what? Due to their having the status of being the people of highly righteous, noble actions. They do not deserve any grief at all. One reason. Okay, what does it mean? You can feel sorry for those who do not know dharma. They are stalwarts. Highly mature people. The men of vision, wisdom. And they are known for their nobility. Therefore, they are sadvrittatvat ashochyaha. Reason number one. Second reason he gives. Paramartha swarupena nityatvat cha. Second reason is what? Nityatvat. Due to their having the status of being timeless. With their swarupam being Paramatma. Not only Bhishma and Drona, all of us, we all have what? We all Nityaha. How? Paramatma swarupena Nityaha. Sarve janaha. Paramatma swarupena Nityaha eva. All the people in this world are timeless with their swarupam being Paramatma. The standpoint of the swarupam of everyone is absolutely eternal. So, but still, these people are jnanis. Bhishmaha, Dronaha are jnanis. Essentially, paramartha swarupena, with their swarupam, with the knowledge of the swarupam being Bhagavan, with the swarupam being absolute reality, paramartha swarupena, with their essential nature being absolute reality, they have the status of being timeless, status of being eternal. So due to their being timeless, eternal, with their vision of their own swarupam being absolute reality, they are absolutely indestructible. They have no death. They are eternal. Bhishma, Drona, all of them, whomever Arjuna is grieving for, all of them are eternal. Because of their eternity with their swarupam being Paramatma. Paramartha swarupena nityatvaticha. Because of these two important reasons, they do not deserve any grief. Bhishma Dronadayaha sadvrittatvate paramartha swarupa nityatvatucha na shochyaha. Is it clear? Tan ashochyan अन्वशोचः। यू ग्रीव्ड फॉर दोस भीष्म एंड द्रोण हु डू नॉट डिजर्व एनी ग्रीफ। अन्वशोचः इज इक्वल टू अनुशोचितवान असी। यू हैव ग्रीव्ड अनुशोचितवान असी मीन्स वॉट? प्रेजेंट परफेक्ट। वाई अनुशोचितवान पार्टिसिपल इज इट? असी कम्स फॉर यू हैव ग्रीव्ड। भगवान इज टॉकिंग टू अर्जुन, अर्जुन यू हैव ग्रीव्ड फॉर दोस भीष्म एंड द्रोण हु डू नॉट डिजर्व एनी ग्रीफ एट ऑल। तान अशोच्यान अन्वशोचः। अन्वशोचः इज इक्वल टू अनुशोचितवान असी। कथम अनुशोचितवान? हाउ हैव यू ग्रीव्ड? भगवान टेल्स ते मन्निमित्तम यन्ते। ओ भीष्म द्रोण भीष्म द्रोणादयः म्रियन्ते, दे डाई फॉर माय सेक। ओ फॉर माय सेक दे डाई। मदर्थम ते म्रियन्ते, मदर्थम लुक एट इट, मदर्थम ते म्रियन्ते, ते म्रियन्ते मदर्थम, फॉर माय सेक दे डाई। हाईली इमोशनल, एक हाई दे एक्सप्रेशन ऑफ हाइट ऑफ इग्नोरेंस। मन्निमित्तम ते म्रियन्ते, दे डाई फॉर माय सेक। मन्निमित्तम मीन्स मदर्थम। I become instrumental for their death. They die for my sake. Aham taihi vinabhutaha. Taihi vinabhutaha. Aham. Okay. Taihi vinabhutaha. Aham means I am remaining here without them. Taihi vina. Without all of them. Bhishma, Drona, etc. Aham. Taihi vinabhutaha, remaining here without them, kim karishyami rajya sukhadina, what shall I do with all these royal pleasures, etc. Rajya sukhadina kim karishyami taihi vinabhutaha, what shall I do here without them, with all these royal pleasures, what shall I do without them? They die for my sake. Iti, thus, Arjuna, you have grieved. Means you grieved. Understand? Bhagavan tells, the Shankara Bhagavad Pada explains, how did Arjuna grieve? Remember, you have to remember all the 40, the verses of the first chapter. सीदन्ति मम गात्राणि मुखं च परिशुष्यते वेपथुश्च शरीरे मे रोमहर्षश्च जायते गांडीवं संसते हस्ता त्वक्चैव परिदह्यते न च शक्नोम्यवस्थातुं भ्रमतीव च मे मनः। ओ कृष्णा, माय माइंड इज एज दो रीलिंग, आई एम नॉट इवन एबल टू स्पीक, नॉट एबल टू स्टैंड, माय बो गांडीव जस्ट स्लिप्स ऑफ फ्रॉम माय हैंड, नो माय आई हैड the burning sensation on my body, okay, I'm trembling, I'm shivering. Understand? All these Arjuna said. Those expressions of what? That Arjuna was grieving, saying that all of them die for my sake. Te madam annimittam mriyante. Taihi vinabhutaha kim karishyami, what shall I do with remaining here without them? What shall I do with all my royal pleasures? Rajya sukha, what shall I do with all the pleasures and kingdom, etc.? Rajyams, rajya sukhadina, what shall I do with kingdom? Remaining here without them, what shall I do with pleasure, etc., without them? Remember the shloka? So, kim naha govinda? Okay, what is there for me without them? So, for whose sake I wanted all pleasures? all wealth, kingdom, and those sons of Dhritarashtra standing before us. Remember, all this Arjuna was saying before. But Bhagavan Krishna says, therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada says here, this is how he comments, this is how Arjuna you have grieved. Okay. But what do you do? Tvam prajñāvādān, Bhāṣya say. Prajñāvādān means what? Prajñāvatam vādāha, prajñāvādāha. Prajñāvatam vādāha, prajñāvādāha. Shashti Tatpurusha Samāsa. Prajñāvatam vādāha, prajñāvādāha. So prajñāvān means wise person. Prajna means knowledge. The person who has knowledge, the knowledge wise person is said to be prajnavan, jnanavan. Prajnavan is equal to jnanavan. Prajnavatam means jnanavatam vadaha. Vadaha means words. Words of wise people are prajnavadaha. ప్రజ్ఞావతాం వాదాః జ్ఞానవతాం వాదాః ప్రజ్ఞావాదాః జ్ఞానవాదాః. ఫర్ ప్రజ్ఞావతాం మీన్స్ వాట్? బుద్ధిమతాం. బుద్ధిమతాం, బుద్ధిమాన్, హైలీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ వైస్ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈస్ బుద్ధిమాన్ ప్రజ్ఞావాన్. అండ్ సచ్ పీపుల్, బుద్ధిమతాం ప్రజ్ఞావతాం వాదాః ప్రజ్ఞావాదాః. తాన్, తాన్ వాదాన్, వాదాః మీన్స్ వాట్? వచనాని. వచనాని మీన్స్ వాట్? వర్డ్స్. చ భాషసే, యు స్పీక్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ వైస్ పీపుల్. యు స్పీక్ ది వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ వైస్ పీపుల్ మీన్స్ వైస్ పీపుల్. హౌ వైస్ పీపుల్ స్పీక్ విత్ విజ్డమ్, దట్ ఇస్ హౌ యు స్పీక్. బట్ the difference is what? You grieve, they don't grieve. You speak like wise people, but wise people do not grieve, but you grieve. That is the difference. Therefore, you are not wise. Speaking like wise people does not make a person wise. He says what? Tadi etat, that maudhyam పాండిత్యం చ విరుద్ధం ఆత్మని దర్శయసి. మౌఢ్యం మీన్స్ వాట్? మౌఢ్యం మీన్స్ హ్యావింగ్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ డెల్యూడెడ్ ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ డెల్యూషన్. బీయింగ్ ఎ డెల్యూడెడ్ పర్సన్ మౌఢ్యం. మౌఢ్యం మీన్స్ ఫూలిష్నెస్. పాండిత్యం మీన్స్ వాట్? ఎరుడిషన్, స్కాలర్షిప్. See, where there is erudition in terms of self-knowledge, where there is self-knowledge, panditya literally means erudition, scholarship. But here panditya means what? Knowledge, self-knowledge. Maudyam means what? Delusion, foolishness. Self-knowledge and foolishness cannot be together. Self-knowledge and delusion cannot coexist. Understand? Delusion and knowledge cannot coexist. But so etate maudyam, maudyam. Maudyam is a noun form. See, mohaha, delusion. Maudyam means that having delusion. Moodha, deluded. A fool. Maudyam, foolishness. Being deluded is maudyam. So, having delusion and erudition, or having delusion and self-knowledge, Atmani, you show both in you. Atmani darshayasi, you reveal, you express your delusion, you're having delusion, and you also express as though you have knowledge. Therefore, what? Both cannot coexist. Knowledge and delusion cannot coexist. தெர்ஃபோர் உன்மத்தகைவ தர்ஷயசி. உன்மத்தகா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மேட் பர்சன். யூ எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் நாலெட்ஜ், யூ எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் ஆல்சோ யுவர் டெல்யூஷன். சோ யூ ஸ்பீக் லைக் அ மேட் பர்சன். உன்மத்தகைவ இது அபிப்பிராய, யூ சவுண்ட் லைக் அ மேட் பர்சன். Because knowledge and delusion cannot coexist. Why? How does he show? His grieving shows he is deluded. His words reveal that he as though he is wise. Bhagavan says, Yasmat, because Gatasun means what? Objective case form of Gatasavaha. Ukarantaha Pullingaha Gatasu Shabdaha. Gatasuhu means Gataha Asuhu Yasmat. Gataha Asuhu Yasmat Saha Gatasuhu. Asuhu means breath. The one from whom the breath has gone. He is Gatasuhu. Gataha asuhu yasmat saha gatasuhu. The one from whom the breath has gone means what? The dead. Gatasuhu is equal to dead. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Gata pranan. So, what is the objective case form, plural form of gatasuhu? Gatasuhu, gatasu, gatasavaha. Gatasum, gatasu, gatasun. Clear now? Gatasun is equal to gataprānān. Gataha pranaha ebhyaha te gataprānāha. Gataha asavaha ebhyaha te gatasavaha. Gatasun gataprānān means dead people. It's equal to what? Mṛtān, simple. Gataprānān, gatasun, mṛtān, simple. Dead people. இறந்தவர்களை. Then அகதாசூன், சிம்பிள். ந கதா அசுஹு யஸ்மாத் அகதாசுஹு. The one who is still alive. அகத பிராணன். அகத பிராணாக means what? Those people from whom the prana has not yet gone. So we are all அகத பிராணாக. Okay? That is why I can teach and you can listen. அகத பிராணான் அகதாசூன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஜீவத்த. ஜீவத்த மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஸ்டில் ஜீவந்தி. ஜீவன் சத்ரு அந்த சப்த. ஜீவன் ஜீவந்தோ ஜீவந்த. ஜீவந்தம் ஜீவந்தோ ஜீவத்த. பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஸ்டில் அலைவ். ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் புருள் ஃபார்ம். ஓகே. சோ அகதாசூன் மீன்ஸ் அகத பிராணான். அகதப்ராணான் மீன்ஸ் ஜீவத்த. சோ பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் டெட் அண்ட் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் அலைவ். ந அனுசோச்சந்தி. ஹூ டு நாட் அனுசோ ஹூ டு நாட் கிரீவ். ந அனுசோச்சந்தி மீன்ஸ் டு நாட் கிரீவ். ஹூ? பண்டிதாக. பண்டிதாக மிருதான் வா ஜீவத்த ச வா ந அனுசோச்சந்தி. பண்டிதாக இத்துக்தே கே? ஆத்மஜ்ஞாக. ஆத்மஜ்ஞாக பண்டிதாக. ஏ ஆத்மானம் ஜானந்தி தே ஆத்மஜ்ஞாக. ஆத்மானம் யஹ ஜானாதி சஹ ஆத்மஜ்ஞஃ. ஆத்மஜ்ஞாக மீன்ஸ் நோவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத். தோஸ் ஹூ நோ த ட்ரூத். பீப்புள் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆர் ஆத்மஜ்ஞாக. ஆத்மானம் ஏ ஜானந்தி தே ஆத்மஜ்ஞாக. ஆத்மஜ்ஞாக, people who know the truth, who have knowledge of the self, people of self-knowledge, who have clear ascertained doubt-free vision of their own Swarupam being, all-pervasive absolute reality implied by the term Atma, they are Atmajnaha. Atmajnaha are Panditaha. Panditaha, wise people, na anushochanti, they do not grieve at all for those who are alive, also for those who are dead. Understand? Mṛtān jīvataha cha panditāha ātmajñāha na anuśocanti. Okay. Now, panditaha, this word has been derived from what? It is now, she says, panda. Panda means white bear, okay? But not here, don't take it as white bear. Panda means knowledge, self-knowledge. What is panda? Atma vishaya buddhi. Atma vishaya buddhi panda. Panda is equal to atma vishaya buddhi. Knowledge pertaining to the self. Knowledge of the essential nature of one's own self. Knowledge of the all-pervasive reality obtaining as one's own self is what? Panda. Self-knowledge is panda. Okay. And yesham, atma vishaya buddhihi, panda yesham, tehi panditaha. So, yasya panda asti saha panditaha. Panditaha, nowadays we use the word panditaha very loosely. Panditaha, Hindi panditaha, Hamrita panditaha, Sangeeta panditaha, Tarkashastra panditaha. Panditaha means a person of erudition. Erudite scholar, we say. But here, panditaha means the person of self-knowledge. Atma-jnani. Atma-jnaha is panditaha. Atma-vishaya-buddhihi yesham. Panda yasya asti saha panditaha. Okay. Panditya nirvidya. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada, to make us understand, panditaha in this verse mean only people of self-knowledge. Atma jnanis alone are said to be panditaha here. To make it clear, in support of his commentary, he quotes a sentence from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, where panditya means self-knowledge. Panditya nirvidya iti Brihadaranyaka Shruti. The Shruti statement of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, where the word panditya means self-knowledge. Therefore, here panditaha means people of self-knowledge. So, paramarthataha means what? Absolutely. Paramarthataha, absolutely, for absolutely eternal. Relatively, they are mortals. They are absolutely immortal, relatively mortal. What does it mean? Their physical body is like physical body of any other being here. So, physical body, of course, is anityam. Physical body is anityam. No doubt about it. But what about the atma? Atma is nityaha. Therefore, paramarthataha, absolutely, they're all eternal, timeless. Such absolutely eternal people who do not deserve any grief at all. Such people, anushochasi paramarthataha tu tan nityan ashochyan anushochasi. What do you grieve for, Arjuna? Do you grieve for the death, fall of the physical body, destruction of the body? Or do you grieve for the atma? Atma, anatma, body, mind and complex constitute anatma. Every individual human being is a composite of two factors, atma and anatma. Body, mind and complex is anatma. And there is, the knower is atma. Atma, anatma together constitute every individual. There, anatma is relatively indestructible. Atma is absolutely indestructible. And being subject to change is the nature of the anatma. Changelessness is the nature of the atma. Being timeless is the nature of the atma. Anatma is subject to time. So what do you grieve for? Do you grieve for atma? Do you grieve for anatma? Grieving for anything is is what? Shows your immaturity and ignorance. Therefore, paramarthata tan nityan ashochyan anushochasi. You grieve for those who do not deserve any grief at all. Why? Atma is absolutely indestructible. Anatma cannot be prevented from undergoing changes. That we'll understand later on much clearly. Ataha mudhasi. Therefore, you are deluded. You are a fool. It means what? You are deluded. Iti abhiprayaha. You do not have discriminative knowledge of what is eternal, what is time bound. You do not have vivekaha. You do not have what is permanent, what is impermanent. You do not have knowledge of, you do not know. You do not have the discriminative understanding of what is timeless, what is time bound, what is eternal, what is ephemeral. So you are deluded. That is why you are grieving. You grieve for those who absolutely do not deserve any grief at all, those who are absolutely eternal. Ataha, therefore, you grieve, therefore you are deluded. Iti artha, iti abhipraya. Okay. Why they do not deserve any grief at all? Why? Kutaha ashochyaha. Ashochyaha yataha nityaha. They do not deserve any grief because they are timeless. They are everlasting. Nothing happens to them essentially. Kutaha anityaha, kutaha ashochyaha. Why they do not deserve any grief? Yataha, because they do not deserve any grief because nityaha. Because they are timeless. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.